Today is Friday, May 23rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Road Trip Day. It's also, I love a road trip. It's also National Don't Fry Day. Oh, it's about wearing sunscreen. I was going to say, oh, I don't fry most days. It's also National Taffy Day, National Lucky Penny Day, and National Cooler Day. I didn't save the food to the end. Apparently, taffy was the only food. And I'm not a big fan of taffy. I don't have anything to say. I don't cook taffy. There is nothing that I do with taffy. But you know what I do? I read Contact. So here we go. Gary in Portland says, that was a butt call. Oh, okay, Gary. Good to know that your butt is calling Geeky Gay. Tony in Illinois says, so if celery is 90% water and I walk on the celery, am I 90% Jesus then? My sister said it was 90% stupid. Oh, I was 90% stupid. Yeah, that is a dad of all dad jokes. But I love a dad joke if it's a good dad joke. But I'm not sure. Also, when you texted that to me, I read it correctly, but it came in the text as, so if celery is 90% water and I walk on the salary, am I 90% Jesus then? Salary, S-A-L-A-R-Y, so walk on the salary. I assume you were doing it vocally, and it was supposed to be celery. You said salary, and it sounded like salary. But thanks for your text, Tony. I 90% appreciate it. And last but not least, we also have a text from Leo. He says, hi. Hi, Leo. I forgot that you forget what the topic is quite often, so I will start with in reference to from now on, if I remember. The last text I sent about brushing up against the area to get a sampler sniff was because you asked me how I would know if a booty was clean when I see. that's all for now, and we'll probably get back to my binge contact. My sister said I was 90% stupid. What? Oh, sorry. I went down to Tony in Illinois. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, cool. Well, thank you for the clarification on that, Leo. Yeah, you know, and you guys, you can say Big Fatty says that means somebody's going downtown when they have those things, but I have been forgetful my entire life. Like my entire life, I've been forgetful. So I've been downtown. I live downtown. There is no going downtown for me. I'm there. Hello. Anyway, but thanks all of you for texting me. You know, you, dear listener, can also text me at 479-221-9393. That's 479-221-9393. 9393. And if you text now, we'll throw in a rotisserie chicken. No, I'm just kidding. We will not. All right. We also have a voicemail, and I am trying to stretch this contact into as much content as I possibly can because we're getting close to a weekend. And man, I need it. I need it so much. But where is the voicemail? is the question. Here it is. Here we go.
Adam, it's Scotty, Rosie Butler.
Hello, Scotty.
I'm listening to your little show when Daniel's taken over because you've gone to Las Vegas.
So yes.
I've got two questions. I hope you answer them, although you rarely answer any questions when somebody calls you up. But anyway, one, was Las Vegas totally dead and deserted with all the tourists now not coming to the USA? That's what I've seen on TikTok. Two, what the hell is a sniffies? I mean, that's probably a question for Daniel because he's talking about it right now, something about Grindr and Sniffies, but I never heard of this Sniffies app. I don't know. Is
that's
it American? Is it for people who have the flu or a cold?
That's because you're a good little Christian little boy is why you haven't heard of Sniffies. You know what Grindr is. So those are the dating apps. Those are the hookup apps, whatever you want to call it. Sniffies is a hookup app that it's on the web. It is a website instead of an app. But you can pin it to your home screen. You can treat it just like an app. It is very similar to Grindr, except you see a map and you see little dots on the map. I would know this because a friend told me. But you see dots on the map, and each dot represents a person. And actually, they have a couple of things that are, I would say, are feature improvements over Grindr. I've seen it. And your first question was Las Vegas dead? No, that's a hard question to answer. So, two things. I do not like crowds. Not a big fan of crowds. And anytime we go to the grocery store, anytime Mark and I go to the grocery store, I always think it's too busy. I'll be like, oh my God, it's busy. And he goes, Boyfie, it is not busy at all. You're just sensitive to people. So I'm like sensitive to people. I'm sensitive to people. So for me, any amount of people is a lot. And also, we were in one of these rundown, nasty casinos from 1920 or something. So I was never on the strip. Oh, I take that back. I was on the strip, but not in a casino on the strip. I was in the parking garage of a casino on the strip. I was at the wheel, which is behind the casino. So I was never actually in any of the nicer casinos. And the Sphere was busy. I mean, there were a lot of people at the Sphere. I was able to get in, but it was a quite big crowd, I thought. I would say medium amount of people. Not knowing at all how many people should be at Vegas in April. Yeah, I really don't know. But thank you for the text. All right. You know what? I'm going to go in and delete that because I'll forget whether I played it or not. So I've got to keep that clean so I don't play voicemails more than once. So I made a decision. I decided, at least for now, I'm not going to buy the new Bamboo H2D 3D printer because I haven't even started making money with the current 3D printer, and they're not going to stop. They're only going to get better. They're not going to get worse. So at any time, I will be able to. I have this envy of people who have the new thing, right? But I don't have to have the new thing right now. So I decided I was not going to do it. Also, I kept forgetting. And so every time it'd be like 7 more days, it'd be like, okay, at 9 a.m. And then I would forget. And then at 11:30 a.m., I'd go, crap, I forgot. So I was just like, you know what? It's not meant to be. If I'm not excited enough about it to remember to at 9 a.m. to go there, then I'm not going to spend the money on it because it was quite expensive. And I do have the laser cutter that I bought from Mel. And I should take that out of the box and try it out and just see if it's something that I enjoy, that I want to do. But I was watching a YouTube video today, and now there is this new product out that no one else makes. And it is a, what's it called? What's the stuff? I do FDM printing, and the other one is called, it's liquid. My brain has frozen up and I'm trying to record a podcast. There's another type of 3D printing And it involves a liquid that you cure with LED lights. And it cures instantly. I mean, when you hit it with LED light. And I'm, for some reason, I can't think of what it's called. And you guys are screaming it, but I can't think of it. Anyway, regardless, this thing is a printer that prints colored that stuff. And it looks so good. And you can print on anything. It's a Kickstarter. I funded it so that I will get one in July. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT or LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.